Okay, that's recording. Yes, I'm Dr. Richard Dixon, and I am Director of Friends of the Earth Scotland. I think this is a backward step. We're at a point in Scotland where we should be going for the renewables and for energy efficiency wholeheartedly, and creating a new fossil fuel station of any sort would take us in a backward fashion. It would be looking back to the old ways of doing things, and it would lock us into using fossil fuels for the next 30, 40 years. So whilst I have every sympathy for the need to have a proper transition plan for jobs at Longannet, a gas-fired power station isn't the way to go. We should be looking at the renewable energy opportunities. Well, we already have gas in use at Peterhead. So there's a big power station at Peterhead which is feeding into the grid in Scotland. And, of course, we're getting electricity from nuclear. We're getting it from Longannet, which will be at least another year, but could be another 5 or 6 years. And, of course, we're also connected to Northern Ireland and to England by pretty massive connections, which means if there's ever a shortage of electricity in Scotland, there's plenty of opportunity to import it. And when there's a surplus, which there quite often is, there's a big opportunity to make money by exporting electricity from Scotland. So there isn't really any desperate need to have a new gas-fired power station in Scotland. There's already planning permission for one at Cockenzie in East Lothian, but there are actually no plans to develop that because nobody's seen the need to do so. Well, we're on our way to having 100% of our electricity coming from renewables. That's the target for 2020. That means that we'll have enough on most days to make all of our electricity from renewables. On some days, we'll have not quite enough and we'll import some from England. And on many days, we'll have a big surplus, which we'll be exporting to England. So those big wires that go between Scotland and England will be used in both directions, mostly in the favour of Scotland, I think. But that's a target we're probably going to hit, that 100%. And after that, we can build even more so that we can export more. And we should remember that renewables isn't just wind farms. It's not just dependent on the wind blowing. Renewables needs to be a mix of things. So also, although most of it is wind farms and hydro at the moment, it needs to be onshore as well as offshore wind. It needs to be biomass. It needs to be solar so that we have a mix of renewables, and that means we're perfectly able to cope when the wind isn't blowing so much or the waves aren't so big. We'll have a mix, which means that we'll have no problem keeping the lights on. Well, we have a tremendous opportunity. Scotland has a huge percentage of Europe's renewable energy potential. If any country in Europe can go 100% renewables anytime soon, then it's definitely Scotland. And we need the political will and the funding both from UK government and Scottish government to make that happen. So we've seen a little setback in the wave industry recently because of lack of investment. But in general, things are going pretty well. I think we're probably going to hear tomorrow about some more offshore wind farms that are going to get UK government money to go ahead. So I think, yes, of course, we have the potential. We need the political drive, political will to make sure that that happens, because we've got lots of bright engineers and technical people here, and we have lots of wind, waves, even solar. We have lots of the resources that will make that green energy for us. Okay, that's great.